I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. It's been said that our small town of Odyssey is old-fashioned, but recent scientific discoveries may show that Odyssey is quite literally stuck in the past. Robert Skeed has the details. Bob?
Huh?
Ha! Just trying to see if you're paying attention, Robert.
I don't understand.
Never mind, just do the report.
What about Bob? Didn't you want to talk to...
Do your job, Robert.
Okay, sorry. Which macaroni? Oh, there's the script. A recent article in the Odyssey Tribune has the town talking and has stirred up quite a bit of controversy. Not violent controversy or anything, just arguments and stuff. I guess more of a mutual respectful debate. Not mutual in the sense of mutual friends. Which, by the way, I have 60 mutual friends with you, John.
Robert,
on face.
If you could stick to the script, that would be most appreciated.
Sorry, I was just trying to ad-lib. If science can be trusted, for the last 25 years, time seems to have been moving at an entirely different rate within the confines of our small town limits. As the rest of the world seems to whiz by, our town remains casually unaffected, not just in a quaint Cracker Barrel sense of the word, but quite literally stuck in time. Specifically when it comes to the human growing slash aging rate. Scientists are baffled at the situation as the happening happens to be happening with several inconsistencies. Could it be that the spring-feeding local Trickle Lake may, in fact, be the ruins of the legendary Fountain of Youth?
I haven't aged in over 4 years. Do you have any idea how horrible life is when you have to go over 4 years without a single birthday cake? It's madness, I tell you. Madness! Madness! Madness!
Me and my friend Morgan, he lives in Texas, we used to meet up every summer to go water skiing. But that was when we were the same age. Found out yesterday that he's now married and has 2 kids. Tell me, how in the world does that make sense?
I have spent the last few months studying this phenomenon. I believe my findings support the theory that Trickle Lake is in fact the culprit. By the affected parties, I discovered those most impacted by the issue are Mr. John Avery Whittaker, owner of local soda shop, who seems to not only have not aged, but even get younger as time goes on. Then there's Connie Kendall and Eugene Meltzner, 2 employees of the soda shop, who have aged quite slowly over the past 25 years. My research shows that Wits End is the only business in the city that actually draws water from Trickle Lake, carbonates it, and mixes it to create beverages. Mr. John Avery Whittaker may have unintentionally created a proverbial soda fountain of youth.
Yes, but what about someone like, say, Jimmy Barkley, who spent much of his time at Wits End but aged at a fairly normal rate?
Yes, in the case of Jimmy Barkley, I found that he spent significantly less time at Wits End than originally thought, due to being grounded or under restriction by his parents. The time he did spend there, he was far too worried about getting in trouble to eat or drink much at all.
Very interesting, sir. Very interesting indeed.
Honestly, all this nonsense about magical water, it's just loopy. My guess is that they probably just didn't realize how long the show was gonna last, so to compensate, they kept around the adults that sounded like kids so they could stick to a less specific timeline. Plus, I think they'll probably implement time travel in the show in the future, which would probably make writing a lot easier, too. I mean, stories get a lot easier to understand when you introduce time travel, right?
A large flock of elderly seem to be making a dash for Odyssey and its so-called Soil of Life in response to this still-growing story. Critics have called it the Old Rush. I get it, like the Gold Rush without the G. Back to you, John.
In other news, a local serial killer confesses to having a fear of cereal. More on that at 10. Until next time, I'm John Watzenberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Good night.